Nossa, escuta.
It's April 22nd, and the logbook.com's escape pod is tumbling back through time. I'm Earl Green, and I'll be your guide through the fantastic, the futuristic, and the unmistakably geeky. This is what tomorrow looked like yesterday. On this date in 1971, the Soviet Union launched Soyuz 10, carrying three cosmonauts toward a date with the history books. They were assigned to be the first human crew to live on an orbiting space station, Salyut 1. But history and their Soyuz capsule had other ideas. Soyuz 10 couldn't dock with the station despite repeated attempts, and the first manned mission to his space station was a washout. Worse yet, on the return home, toxic fumes filled the Soyuz capsule, and ground recovery crews found three very nauseous cosmonauts as a result. In 1977, fiber optic cables were first used to carry telephone signals. In 1993, the first version of the Mosaic web browser was released. Born on this day in 1904, physicist Robert Oppenheimer, who led the American effort to build the first atomic bomb and later regretted it. Jack Nicholson was born in 1937.
Little pigs, let me come in. Not by the hair on your chinny chin chin. Then I'll huff, and I'll puff, and I'll blow house in.
Film composer Jack Nitzsche, who frequently worked with John Carpenter, was born today in 1937. Jeff Minter, founder of LlamaSoft, was born in 1962. In 1984, Michelle Ryan, Bionic Woman version 2.0, was born. In 1991, the Enterprise crew beamed down to Sherwood Forest.
This is England, or to be more precise, Sherwood Forest, at least Q's recreation of it.
Well, if he's little John, that makes you...
I know, Robin Hood, sir. I protest. I am not a merry man.
And in 1996, Michael York arrived on Babylon 5, sword in hand.
Release that man.
What manner of men prey on the weak and the poor? Stealing from old women. Cowards, I think. You have something that does not belong to you. Actually, I suspect that you have quite a few things that do not belong to you.
You can read about these events and many more on the logbook.com's ever-evolving timeline of geek history, and you can pick up the logbook's original books and DVDs, along with hundreds of other titles, in the logbook.com store. Thanks for listening to the Escape Pod.
The escape pod was written and produced by Earl Green.
Here's Johnny!
And they made a very agreeable thump. Or did I mention that?